This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout goes out to our active duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, the security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort too, keeping us free and safe. To the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, the janitors, the maintenance, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi and bus drivers, along with the roughnecks working on the oil rigs and those bridge tenders, keeping the waterways open. Thanks for all that you do. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter, at Captain's America, and don't forget about our all-new website, the Captain's America Third Watch .com. Joining us right now, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
It would be time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
I absolutely am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values, and we aren't going to let you forget that. Well, Kyle, we had the RNC convention night number two. We had a lot of great speakers last night, a couple of the Trump kids, Melania Trump, also the First Lady, and wouldn't you know that one snake in the grass from Hollywood would have to say something detrimental about Melania? You want to hear it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Bette Midler has been accused of xenophobia after her tweet mocking Melania's speech, saying, "Oh, God, she still can't speak English." That was her tweet.
Oh, wow. Really? I mean, that's just, isn't that kind of going a little far?
It's Bush League.
Yeah.
Okay, because Bette Midler couldn't put on the left short shoe on her foot that Melania wears. Bette Midler is a joke. Joke. J-O-K-E, joke.
Well, I mean, and that's also, that sounds kind of mean-spirited, too. I mean, gee whiz, I wonder how many languages Bette Midler speaks. I
One.
Know Melania speaks five.
So. Yeah. And the other thing is that these people, and by the way, when we saw the people that were sworn in as citizens, they all had accents. What's the big deal?
Yeah, there's no big deal at all. In fact, it was actually very moving, I think, when Melania Trump was talking about how she studied for the citizenship test and
yep.
took the citizenship test. These very same people did that very same thing and, you know, became American citizens, and that's what we celebrate in this country. We are a land of immigrants.
Now, there were a couple of speeches given by one gal that had been with Planned Parenthood. That really was gut-wrenching, what she had to say, especially about the suction when they suck the baby out of the woman's womb and all that stuff. And, she, you know, that was to the point to where, you know, I'm sure some people really got disgusted hearing that, but that's Planned Parenthood.
It's very, very powerful stuff, and that was what was on display. And, You know, Captain, I think what the Republicans, GOP, has been doing these last two nights, of course, is they've really been, you know, showing the American people, hey, wait a minute, what you see going on in your country isn't the norm. We nobody wants to have the violence, the constant fighting, all these things. That they're actually presenting a much better way, in contrast to the Democrats, which were dour and kind of like, this is it. It's kind of like when Obama said, get used to what was just the normal of growth. Yeah.
Well, and then I want to compliment Pam Bondi, our former attorney general, who hit it out of the park. She has been listening to us, Kyle. Did you hear what she said?
Yeah, I did. I heard what she said, yes.
She was talking about the most, and I've called them, this is what I call the Bidens, the most corrupt political family in America. They didn't make just millions of dollars like other families have done, the Bushes, the Clintons, the Kennedys. They made billions of dollars. A group of five Bidens made billions of dollars over the years that Joe Biden was the vice president. It didn't happen until he became vice president, and then he literally sold his influence through his family members back to the family trust, if you will. Billion and a half here, billion there, several hundred million here and there and all that stuff. And she really laid it out there, not only about Hunter Biden, but about the brother and about another brother and about Biden in general and all sorts of things. Kudos to her for doing that.
Oh, absolutely. And, yeah, she did recount how there was a corrupt Ukrainian oligarch who put Hunter Biden on the board of the gas company there, when Hunter Biden had no experience. And,
yeah,
of course, Captain, there is a disconnect when people find out things like, well, how do you get a salary of $83,000 a month? Simply by, really because of your connection, to the vice president at the time, who was in charge of the administration's Ukrainian policy. I mean, it doesn't get any more weird than that. And when people hear about things like that, they say, huh, wait a minute, you know, what are they really telling me here?
Yeah, and of course, one of the Biden family members bragged about the fact there was a line of 747s filled with cash ready to invest.
Yeah, right, exactly. And it doesn't just stop in Ukraine. There's also the connections in with China that she talked about.
Big
as well.
Time connection,
yeah,
with China, yep.
Yeah.
And that's still to be revealed, all the stuff that's been going on there. But the thing of it is, folks, is that was our attorney general, former attorney general down here in Florida, that did all of that. And again, kudos to her for doing that. So, Kyle, hold that thought. And, folks, when we come back, we'll have more in the Captain's America Third Watch. And I'm going to let Kathy take us to the top of the hour, or to the break, rather. And then when we come back, we're going to get into some other stuff here. And I'll tell you what, we got that hurricane coming.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argyrolene, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor. That would be Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son team. And I've been taking Relief Factor for going on 4 years right now, and it works for me. Now, I've got arthritis, and anybody that's got that knows how painful that can be and how uncomfortable it can be from time to time. So I take every day at least one packet of Relief Factor, and some days I have to take two, and once in a blue moon I might have to take a third one. It just all depends. But if you've got arthritis or back pain or neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, ankle pain, knee pain, hip pain, or just general muscle aches and pain from your normal everyday activity, then I want to suggest to you that you try the 1995 3-week quick start to get things going and see what happens, because it'll alleviate pain at the source. It's 100% drug-free. It contains turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, which goes straight to wherever the pain is, also supports healthy joints and muscles, and you can do it for as little as $19.95 and a 3-week quick start. Now, all you got to do is go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, or if you feel you want to call them on the phone, you can do that too at 800-500-8384. But relieffactor.com/captain gets it all started, the $19.95 3-week quick start, and you will be glad you did when you're out of pain. All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
I want to give a shout-out and a kudos to the folks in Kentucky. I was very impressed about the young 34-year-old attorney general, the black attorney general they had, who spoke directly to Joe Biden.
That's right, Captain. That's Daniel Cameron. He is the first African-American attorney general in the Commonwealth of Kentucky. And he did a great speech. He was a rock star tonight, Captain. Mm-hmm. And you're right. He spoke right to Joe Biden and basically said, addressing Joe Biden's comments You know, if you're not voting for Joe Biden, you ain't black, that kind of thing. And he said, we are not all the same, sir. And,
yeah, he says, take a look at me, sir. He says, my party, he says, I'm black, and my party doesn't have, you know, diversity and this, that, and the other. Take a look at me. I'm black.
That's right. And so, you know, I think that really is going to resonate. It certainly does with me and you as well. And I know that people out there are saying, that's right, go, 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 because this is the kind of thing. We're talking about being united around ideas and the idea of moving forward in America and opportunity for all. Meanwhile, the Democrats are still trying to divide us down the lines of identity politics, and it's not going to sell. The idea of inclusiveness, that sells, because that's right. Where we should be going.
Well, we got to talk about some breaking news up in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Kenosha, Wisconsin, all hell's breaking loose again tonight up there. The family of the shooting victim today, who came out at a press conference, asked for peace. They said everybody needs to calm down, and they said this isn't what our brother and son would want. I guess the protesters didn't care, but I believe that some of these people have come up from Chicago or maybe out of Madison. I made a comment last night, Madison, but I forgot all about the fact that where this is going on is only about 40 or 50 miles from Chicago.
Exactly right. And, you know, Captain, these rioters basically are showing up. They've got helmets, other protective gear. They are ready for a fight.
Yeah, that tells me they're coming from another area. Now, the other thing is, we had reports of shots or somebody being shot. What's going on there? You were looking at that.
That's right, Captain. We found out that there's a news source there called KenoshaNews.com that is reporting this, and we'll just give you what their report says. There's a curfew in effect in eastern Kenosha County until 7 a.m. local time. 12 a.m. local time in Kenosha. This is their report. Gunfire ringing out in Kenosha in the area of 63rd Street and Sheridan Road. A police officer said, according to the report, lots of people shot. So we're trying to find out more information about that. And evidently one person shot in the head, according to their headline. So again, we are trying to get some confirmation on this. Obviously with that many people coming in with those kinds of intentions, obviously anything can start happening. The fires that were set Monday night, were just absolutely out of control. And tonight looks like it's going to be no different in terms of the people out in the street defying the curfew and having the potential violence going on, as we're hearing.
Well, the other thing is that the governor declared a state of emergency. He should have done that to begin with, and there may be more National Guardsmen on the way. The federal government has offered to send in some people, too, but they had deputies, they had city police, they had police from other agencies that were making up their police force, backed up by about 150 National Guardsmen.
Well, that's right. And, unfortunately, of course, they are, trying to defend the Kenosha County Courthouse, we understand. There's a lot of bottles and objects being thrown. At one point, they also were able to, get some of the fence down, we understand. But this is one of the things. I mean, they show up, they have a plan, and they start going after the law enforcement that's there to defend everything. And you're right, Captain. I think that we need to reiterate that, the family of Jacob Blake said that they're calling for calm and for peace. And so it's obvious that these people, these rioters, they're just the ones who have now seen another opportunity to go out and do this kind of thing, hoping that it's going to trigger similar violent acts in other cities.
Now, we're going to be talking probably the bottom of the hour about the hurricane a little bit more diverse than what I'm going to mention right now. But Hurricane Laura has strengthened into a hurricane, 90-mile-an-hour winds with gusts up to 115 miles an hour. It's forecast to be a Category 3 later on today and tonight. Sometime tonight, probably about the time we're on the air, it's going to come ashore as a Category 3 with 115-mile-an-hour sustained winds with higher gusts with a 7 to 11-foot storm surge. Some areas it'll be 13-foot, and the water could push itself 30 miles away from the Gulf inland.
Yes, and so obviously this is something to be reckoned with. It absolutely has to be taken seriously, and I think there are already some mandatory evacuation orders that are in effect in some areas. Yes.
Yeah, for the whole area there which is going to be underwater. They told people even though your house is up on stilts, water's going to be right in your front door. So they got a whole bunch of people out. You are right. Now, Hillary Clinton, the gift that keeps on giving, says that Joe Biden should not concede on election night under any circumstances. Now, to me, that sounds like she thinks she's going to lose.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, again, we just keep watching what the Democrats do, and they keep telegraphing exactly what they think is going to happen.
Yeah, because why would you concede if you were going to win? And they keep talking about winning. And this, to me, sounds like Hillary's already telling Joe he's going to lose.
Exactly right. And in fact, she said he shouldn't concede under any circumstances, and that he's going to win if he's, quote unquote, relentless.
So, well, that's all the law, the legal challenges and all the attorneys that got out there and all that stuff. We know it's coming. But the Republicans have got their attorneys out there, too. And we've got, oh, by the way, we've got, let's see, poll watchers from both parties that are going to be out all over the place.
Well, exactly right.
Interesting job to have, too, poll watcher.
Yeah, I can imagine. Yeah, mm-hmm. Well, it will definitely be a slog on election night. And it will be a slog because, again, the Democrats will dig in no matter what. And they're trying to set that stage.
Mm-hmm. Hold on. We got a caller. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Boss, this is Todd in Tampa. All I need is 60 seconds, ladies and gentlemen. Did you hear Pam Bondi tonight? Okay. Pam Bondi laid out why Joe Biden shouldn't even be on the ticket, okay, because he spied on the Trump campaign. I mean, Bart, I could have done your job.
Most corrupt family in politics.
Unbelievable. I mean, everybody knows it. I mean, everybody knows it. Hey, notice to the Chinese Basketball Association. Joe Biden should be in jail, okay? Okay, LeBron and the rest of you clowns, all right? Joe Biden should be in jail. The guy's made for 40 years making millions and billions of dollars for him and his family while he's done nothing for African Americans, nothing for Spanish people to keep their casa and their familia, their family, nothing for anybody but himself. And you're going to go out there and go promote him? You're a disgrace. You're a disgrace to the black people. I'm the last true Negro standing from the Bronx, New York. And I'll tell you right now, you don't sell your kids out. Don't sell your wife out. Don't sell your family out. Don't sell your grandparents out by voting for a fraud like Joe Biden. God bless Pam Bondi. Let's get to work and save the country. Peace.
All right. Thank you. And how about that? He did it just right because here comes the break, Kyle. So hang on. And folks, we'll be right back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch. And as I said, we're going to talk a little bit more about the Hurricane Laura, during the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Because the roads, now we got to start telling you about roads that you need to stay off from. And this is serious stuff, okay? Going to be roads underwater today for sure, and especially later on. All right, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go nowhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun?
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Hurricane Laura is expected to strengthen into a Category 3 storm as it approaches Texas and Louisiana. Texas Governor Greg Abbott.
There will be a water surge of perhaps as high as 10 feet wherever the hurricane comes ashore. People anywhere near where the either hurricane will come ashore, will need to be very aware of this high water surge and the devastation that it can wreak.
Jacob Blake is now paralyzed after being shot by police in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Family attorney Patrick Salvi Jr. says a lawsuit is being filed.
He's a young man. He's got decades of life ahead of him. And what he needs now and what the civil justice system provides for under these circumstances is the best possible medical care to absolutely maximize his recovery.
This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O, and Geico's been saving people money for more than 75 years. They are currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. And all you've got to do is go to their website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, to find out what they can save you on your car or the truck you're driving or your motorcycle or ATV or boat or IV. And then get this, if you have homeowners or renters insurance, they'll even give you a quote on that. You can handle it all on the internet if that's what you want to do, or you can do it by giving them your zip code and tell them you want to talk to an agent, whatever works for you. Geico, G-E-I-C-O, geico.com. Check them out, see what you can do, and you'll wind up saving a bunch of money just like I have. All right, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, we're going to go to the phone line. We've got a caller here. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
John in Atlanta.
Hi, John. What's up?
So I was watching the Russian television news feed of the protest in Kenosha.
Okay.
And saw a little bit of the shooting. So it seems like the guy that got shot was actually armed and was running down the street, and a group of people attacked him. So, and then the gun went off.
And they hit him in the head? Is this what we understand?
I'm not sure about that, but the cops come up and put him in the back of an armored vehicle and took him off.
Okay, so you know more than we do. I'm just watching still of the activity going on. They're still out on the streets, and they're still throwing stuff and whatnot. They're trying to get to the courthouse downtown, it looks like.
Yeah, there's lots of actual citizens out there trying to protect their property with firearms, and the cops are, I guess, being very reserved dealing with all these protesters.
Well, you do want to protect your property, and if it takes a double barrel shotgun staring somebody in the face, then so be it.
Yes, sir. Second Amendment protects the first, you know.
All right. Well,
and all our other.
All right. Well, thanks, John, and you take care up there in Atlanta.
All right. Take care.
All right. And, Kyle, what do you think?
Yeah, this is, again, very, very, it's so sad, number one, to see all these kinds of things happening. And I think just pulling up here, it looks like we do have a little extra information according to Kenosha News. They say somebody was shot in the head, appeared unresponsive, was grabbed and rushed to the hospital that was across the street at the time. And this were having to do with protesters evidently breaking windows out of vehicles and charged at a group of people with guns. That's the update we have as of now. But what John was saying also was very, very interesting. I mean, any updates are very, very helpful, obviously.
Yeah, and thanks for telling us, John. Now, I want to talk about New York's Governor Cuomo, who will not lift the travel quarantine when it comes to most of the states. But what did he do? He lifted it on how many? Three? Four?
Yeah, he lifted it on five different states, we understand. And I think those states include Arizona. It includes Alaska, I believe, and also Delaware. And we'll get the yes, it's Alaska, Arizona, Delaware, Maryland, and Montana. Those are the five that will, if you're traveling to New York from those states, you won't have to quarantine for 14 days, Governor Cuomo announced on Tuesday.
Now, who was the cabinet officer that presided in the citizenship thing tonight at the White House?
What was his name? It escapes me. Yeah.
Wasn't it Department of Homeland Security Acting Secretary, Mr. Wolf?
I believe so. Yeah, you're right.
Okay. Well, the news today came out that President Trump is nominating the acting Department of Homeland Security Chief Wolf to the permanent post. So he's going to make him a permanent appointee. And I think he's a good guy. I've liked so far what he's been doing.
Yes, absolutely. Well, and all this comes, of course, at a time when, certainly during the convention and so forth, very high profile. I think President Trump has faith in him, so obviously that's why he's going to nominate him to the permanent position.
And I have a comment here from Stan, and Stan is out there by you. I think this is out there by you, Big Bear, California?
Yeah, up in Big Bear, yeah.
All right, Big Bear, California. Stan is saying it's a shame that Melania Trump is as pretty as she is and as intelligent as she is, and the way she talked tonight and gave a great speech, it's a shame that out here in California, all the liberals are trashing her.
Isn't it?
And I'm not there, so I don't know. So that's your department.
Well, I mean, generally speaking, it is very sad because obviously she's a success story in and of herself. And to be able to do what she does and become the First Lady of the United States and do all these wonderful programs and embrace so many people and just really be an ambassador for good, her Be Best program, and to be trashed simply because she's married to Donald Trump and he's a Republican and on and on and on is really terrible. I mean, honestly, they're tearing down a woman who's been doing a lot of good things, and it's really reprehensible.
And, I said last night I thought that the opening night was really good. I was really impressed with what they did, and I really wasn't expecting them to kind of outdo what they did the first night, but I think they did tonight. I really do. I mean, my God. And again, the things that stand in my mind right now are the woman that talked about Planned Parenthood, and she was very descriptive of what she said, but they need to be when it comes to Planned Parenthood because those people aren't doing anybody any favors. That's number one. And by the way, she talked about the fact that she was told that she had to sell so many abortions because that's how they made their money.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and especially when all that came out, remember, with Project Veritas?
Yep.
And so forth, yeah. And then suddenly, of course, they're vilified. But again, I thought we're supposed to know the truth.
Well, there was nothing to be vilified about because they told us something we needed to know, that they were selling baby parts.
Right. Yeah. And that's
macabre. And again, I don't want to be any more descriptive than that, but that's what they were doing.
Yeah. And it's macabre. But yet, for some reason, because it is part of the liberal agenda, on the left agenda, then that is sacrosanct, and you can't talk about it.
Now, we're also hearing something else. This is coming from Pete, and Pete is in Salem, Oregon. He's saying, Captain, he says they're tearing things up in Portland tonight. A lot of activity in Portland. And I think I just saw something here, or you told me or something, that we did see the activity in Portland for the, 92nd night in a row?
Yeah, I think it's getting to that number. That sounds about right. And the footage that I saw just in the last 24 hours or so, again, is you still have explosions of the big fireworks going off. All these things happening in Portland.
That's called industrial grade fireworks, which is supposed to be illegal for anyone other than someone that has a permit to use them. They're getting it somehow. And those M80s and those big bombs, we used to call them cherry bombs, but an M80 is bigger than that. It's kind of like a hand grenade going off.
Exactly. But even so, you have this level of unrest going on. You know, businesses and people are just going to pick up and leave, and they're going to go somewhere else.
Well, they're already leaving.
Yeah, and the thing is, they're not coming back. And you know, Captain, you had mentioned to me before there was someone from Black Lives Matter, one of the leadership, who simply said, well, these places have insurance, like it's not a big deal. But it is a big deal. Can you imagine being completely wiped out, getting your insurance to pay off, hopefully?
And then trying to get insurance the second time around. They're going to jack your rates up so high if they don't cancel you.
That's right.
Yep.
And so those businesses will likely pick up and leave. And so it doesn't do any good to burn things down that have absolutely nothing to do with your beef. It's completely insane. And it's ruining people's lives who were just trying to make their living by selling. I was watching them last night, carry the rioters, that is, watching take mattresses out of a store, and then they set it on fire.
And our friend, I don't know exactly who this is, but Michael in St. Pete is telling us that the RNC is putting on the greatest reality show on earth. Okay, hold the line here for a second. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, good afternoon. Good morning, Captain.
You got about 30 seconds. We're going to a hard break, but go ahead.
This is Mel from Saratoga.
Okay, Mel.
I'd like to agree 100% with Todd with what he said, that Biden and the Democrat Party has been taking black people for the longest time, and we are tired of it. The black vote is no longer for free.
Right.
The Democrats get free. Take care.
All right, thanks, Mel. Appreciate it. Okay, and there comes the music right on cue. Kyle, hold that thought. All right, folks, we're going to take a break, and when we come back from this break, we're going to get into the National Truckers Highway and Byway Report. We're going to get through the western part of it real quick with Kyle, and then we're going to attack what's going to happen here with this hurricane that's coming ashore, because I'm telling you, it's going to be a huge mess down there in Louisiana and Texas and parts of Arkansas and whatnot. Pay attention. We're going to tell you. Be right back.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, is called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, and now it's time for our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, always brought to you by the pilot in Flying J Truck Stop closest to you, the largest truck stop chain in the United States right now. So stop on by a Pilot Travel Center or a Flying J Truck Stop. Go in there, tell them you've been listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. You'll get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee. If you're a member of the Drivers Club, you got one of their insulated mugs. You can get a cold or a hot drink, whatever it is. And don't forget, Flight Pilot and Flying J, not your daddy's truck stop anymore. Alrighty, well, here we go.
Big wheels rolling. Big wheels rolling, moving on. Big wheels rolling, gotta keep them going. Big wheels rolling, moving on. The white line is the lifeline to a nation, and men like Will and Sonny make it move. Living like a gypsy, always on the go, doing what they best know how to do. Jamming gears has got to be a fever, 'cause men become addicted to the grind. It takes a special breed to be a truck driving man, and a steady hand to pull that load behind. Big wheels rolling, big wheels rolling, moving on.
All right. Friday, and that's a favorite of LJ, so that's for you, LJ, because I knew you liked that song, so we played that one for you. Now, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, of course, brought to you by Pilot and Flying J, and I'm going to read this weather statement, and then Kyle's going to come in here and tell you what's going on out west, because that's pretty much where, other than what I'm going to tell you about, is going on. So, Hurricane Laura continues to track towards the west-northwest over the Gulf of Mexico. Now, it is currently a hurricane intensifying. The millibars have dropped way down to 978 and or lower, and the sustained winds were at 90 miles an hour with gusts to 115, going to get stronger. It'll be a Category 3 major hurricane by the time it makes shore somewhere in the western part of Louisiana, along the Gulf, as well as southeastern part of Texas, right in there. Now, the major hurricane that will happen will have significant impacts likely to the northwestern Gulf region, including a storm surge of 7 to 11 feet, in some cases 13 feet high. The storm water could push 30 miles inland, we're being told, in the low-lying areas, which could create real trouble. It'll be a life-threatening storm surge, hurricane-force winds, heavy rain, flooding, and dangerous surf, and a bunch of roads are going to be impassable come later today and tonight. So, Kyle, tell us what's going on out there by you.
Well, Captain, we're going to start off in Big Sky Country tonight, and, of course, that means Montana. And, unfortunately, part of the Big Sky there is filled with smoke that's now making its way into Montana from these different wildfires that we've had, even in California. And, of course, they've had some local fires in the Idaho area. So, really, across the west tonight, we've got air quality alerts all through Montana, Billings, Helena, Montana, of course, Butte, Montana, if you're traveling up, was at I-15. And then as you go over into Idaho, of course, in the Boise area and looks in the Pocatello area, pardon me, also air quality alerts, also air quality alerts in southern Oregon. And as we move down into California, of course, where the fires are burning, we've got the SCU Lightning Fire Complex, and that is west of San Jose. And that's about 20% contained, still about 365,000 acres. The LNU Complex Fire, which is near Napa and Vacaville, that is about 27% contained right now, but we still have some pretty high heat in California. And then as we move over in the Las Vegas area, temperatures up around 115 with excessive heat warnings. That includes southern Nevada, parts of Pahrump, of course, in the Kingdom of Nye, down towards Kingman. Also through southern California and the deserts and over to Phoenix, we're looking at temperatures of 106 to 112 all through that area. So if you're on I-10 or on I-8, you've got some heat warnings going on tonight and tomorrow.
All right. Well, here we go. I'm going to read this statement from the National Hurricane Center. There is a danger of life-threatening storm surge with large and dangerous waves producing potentially catastrophic damage from San Luis Pass, Texas, to the mouth of the Mississippi River, including areas inside the Port Arthur Hurricane Flood Protection System. This surge could penetrate up to 30 miles inland from the immediate coastline in southwestern Louisiana and far southeastern Texas. Now, we're talking about Beaumont over to Lake Charles and maybe a little further east. Actions to protect life and property should be rushed to completion as water levels will begin to rise on Wednesday. Now, here's the problem. All right. If you're on I-10, if you're on I-12 coming across in Louisiana or over there, I-10 going over towards Houston, that's not the place to be after about midday today. You want to, if you're coming east-west, running one of the east-west roads, you either need to be up on I-20 or you need to be up on I-40. If you really want to get out of this thing, get up on I-40 and stay there, the east-west guys that are running coast-to-coast. Now, we are going to have more, and here it comes. Hurricane-force winds are expected to start later today, late afternoon and into tonight, in the warning area from St. Louis past Texas to west of Morgan City, Louisiana, and the strongest winds associated with Laura's eyewall will occur somewhere within this area. Hurricane force winds, widespread damaging wind gusts are also expected to spread well inland into portions of eastern Texas and western Louisiana into early Thursday morning. When we come on the air tomorrow morning at 2 a.m., we're going to be talking about this hurricane coming on shore. That's where we're going to be then. Now, here's the rest of this. Widespread flash flooding along small streams, urban areas, and roadways is expected to begin Wednesday late afternoon and night into Thursday across far eastern Texas, Louisiana, and Arkansas. Okay? So, Arkansas, you need to pay attention to this storm, too, with the heavy rain that's coming your way. And it will be coming your way. Now, this will also lead to minor and isolated river flooding. The heavy rainfall threat and localized flash and urban flooding potential will spread north eastward into the middle Mississippi, lower Ohio, and Tennessee valleys Friday night and into Saturday. And by the way, Memphis, Tennessee, you're going to get some of this too, some of this heavy rain coming your way before it kind of just levels itself off, because this storm is going to start out as a Category 3 and probably be a Category 1 all the way up to about Texarkana, Texas, right there in the little our quadrant, Kyle, where I-30 comes across. And I'm looking at the map here, and I-30... I-20 east-west, Louisiana, about halfway across Louisiana, all the way across over into East Texas. You're going to have this storm. There's tornado warnings already up and watches, and this surge is real. See, what kills you is not necessarily the wind. It's the storm surge, the water.
That's absolutely right, Captain. And this storm surge, of course, can go very, very far because of the geography there. There's not going to be a lot to stop it. And you're right. As it travels up, at least as it's forecasted to travel up into Arkansas, we still have some pretty high rainfall expectations there as well, in the several inches of rain. So it's going to start weakening,
yep,
hopefully, but it's still going to be a big rainmaker.
Yeah, and if you're running between Shreveport and Lafayette, that'll be no man's land today. After a while this afternoon and tonight, that'll be no road to be on over there either, between Shreveport and Lafayette. The interstate north-south out of there. And again, you just want to avoid that area if at all possible. Don't get yourself caught up in that, because you are not going to be going anywhere once this starts. The wind is going to be such that unless you're a damn fool and want to get blown over with a high-profile vehicle, that's what's going to happen.
Well, exactly right. And you mentioned something earlier, Captain, with the weather alert, and that was anything that you're doing in order to make sure your life is preserved and these kinds of things, and now's the time to do it and make sure it's really ready to go.
Yep. And the people that are out there, and they told the people that were living on the Stilton homes that were right there along the water, they said you got to go because the water's going to come right up in your front door.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
All righty. Hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back. Kyle and I will be right back right after this top of the hour news break. And a lot more to talk about. We're going to talk about a little bit more about Melania. And by the way, got some interesting polling information. And a New York City council member tore into Bill de Blasio. And boy, I can't wait to tell you about that one. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984.
That's 800-364-2984.